Hello there. Welcome to Getting Social with Miriam. It is so wonderful to have you along, and I hope you're having a great week so far. So, you know, everybody wants to make money from home. Everybody is looking for a way, a legitimate way to make money. And you know what? There's all these promises and scams out there, and it's quite frightening. But the fact of the matter is, you can really make money from home. And I'm not talking about just starting a social media business or a freelancing business or something. There are other legitimate ways to make money from home, such as affiliate marketing and blogging and other forms of internet marketing. And my guest today, he is extremely successful in making money through these ways. And his name is Zach Johnson, and I'm so honored to have him on as a guest. So I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome Zach from the Jersey Shore. How are you doing, Zach?
Hey, Miriam. Thanks so much for having me here. Everything is going great.
Oh, I'm so glad you came, because you know what? So many people are looking for ways to make money and are just wondering what's legit and what's not legit and all that. So before we get into all that, how did you get into what you're doing now?
Yeah, so I actually been doing this for about 20 years now. Back in 1995, I started playing around with the internet, and I was just a kid in high school back then. But I always had that entrepreneurial mind and spirit, and luckily for me, the internet came around, so I was able to figure out how to start making websites, and I found out that Amazon had a program called an affiliate program, and affiliate marketing works where basically you earn a commission for sending leads or sales to another website. So if I have a website where people are coming for celebrity news or entertainment, and if I have a link there for someone to click over to the latest movie being released that has Tom Cruise in it, they click on that, they get sent over to Amazon, and if they make a purchase, I'm going to get a percentage of that sale because I was the affiliate marketer and sent that over to their website. So it's a great model because you don't need to deal with any customers, you don't have to hold any inventory. You don't even have to place any transactions or anything. You just need to be able to leverage traffic, provide content, and have an audience that you can then push over to somewhere else where they can find what they're actually looking for. So I did this for roughly 15 years or so, and I still do it today. But in 2007, I launched my own blog at zachjohnson.com, where I wanted to build a resource for other people to learn how to do the same thing and what I've done over the years. So now my business has turned into not only affiliate marketing and creating my own websites, but also blogging and teaching others how to do the same.
Well, that's actually very interesting, because blogging, a lot of people do wonder how they can make money from blogging. A lot of people say, well, you know, you're not going to make that much money. You can throw a few AdSense ads in there or what have you. But the thing is, I think you could make more money than just that. So I'd love you, if you don't mind, share us some tips on how to make some good money just from blogging.
Yeah, so there's over 300 million blogs in the world today. And what most people, the problem that most people have is that they just jump right into blogging and think if they create content, put stuff out there, they're going to get traffic, they're going to make money. And that simply isn't the case. And I have a lot of friends. I probably have three very close friends that are seven-figure bloggers making over $1 million a year from their blogs. And that's taken a lot of time to actually build them to the levels that they are at today. But it's about creating a focus for your blog, knowing the value that you're going to provide, and giving people not only information, but also a call to action in there as well, because you have to be able to monetize your audience and the content that you're building. Otherwise, you're just building a blog with really no business model. So that's why most people aren't making money with it.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense, because you know what? Just like with anything else you want to succeed with, it's going to take a lot of effort, blood, sweat, and tears, if you will, you know? And I can imagine that creating a blog that's going to make you a million or more per year is going to involve all that.
Yeah, definitely. And it's all about, the first step is creating content. And people are always looking for content, but if you're looking for a certain type of content, people are more likely to buy. So if you're creating a website on coupons, reviews, or a specific product or niche, the more niche you can get and the more targeted, that's the best way to do it, because you want to be the authority in your niche. And you don't want to be trying to cover 10 different topics on one blog. So whatever you're going to go after, make sure you're extremely niche and then become the authority in that space. And this is where a lot of people also do it wrong. They're focusing on content creation and not so much on content promotion. But with 300 million blogs out there, you really don't need a ton of content on your site. You can really make a successful website or blog with only 10 pages of content and spending the most of your time and effort building other links from other websites back to you. And that could be through interviews, it could be case studies, it could be infographics. It's all about creating better content than the other sites out there, so you can then reach out to them and say, hey, I saw you wrote an article about how to make money with a blog. Well, I just created an infographic that shows the whole process, and I think it'd be great for your audience. So you might reach out to 100 different people, and only 5 of them might write back, but that's 5 high-quality links coming right back to your site. So that's also the mentality that bloggers have to think.
So how often should you blog?
That all comes down to the preference. Like somebody who's just creating a blog for something they're passionate about, they could write every single day. And there's other people that have blogs based on a business or whatever, and it's not necessary for them to blog on a daily basis or even a weekly basis. And
okay.
My blogging is actually kind of sporadic as well. I have multiple sites, and I don't really have, like, I'm going to blog Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever. I pretty much blog whenever I feel it's necessary or if I'm working on a new project or I do a new product review. So I put out content as long as it provides value, because the last thing you want to do is put some junky article out there just because you want to post something daily.
Oh, I 100% agree. But I also think it's a good idea to blog about once a week. You don't want to leave it too long, you know. You don't want to let it go for more than once a week. I mean, that's just the way I see it.
Yeah, I'd like to keep my blogs fresh with new content all the time. So you can definitely go with once every week or so. And I still know people that blog every single day, but again, it comes down to there's 300 million blogs out there, and how much email are you getting every single day? And you're just like pushing content down people's throats. So when you do put it out there, you want to make it amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, you hear about, I've heard mixed messages about that too. Some say, oh, you got to blog every day or else you're not going to get enough traffic. And I don't buy that. You know, and I agree. If you blog every day, then it's just too much. Like, it's just too much. No one's going to even pay attention anymore. You know, I mean, yeah, you have to keep up your blogging, like we said, once a week, but not every day. Every day gets to be way too much, and that's the thing. So now that we covered that, how are some really good ways to get traffic? I mean, yes, I know social media is one way, but what are some other ways?
Yeah, so like you said, social media is great, and that's something that you can continually build over time. And I like to use meetedgar.com, which is a social media scheduling tool. So it actually sends out all my old blog posts over the years on a, let's say, every hour to all my social outlets. So I don't have to do that manually, because that actually can be a ton of time if you're trying to do that.
Absolutely. Yep.
And you need to be able to automate where you can. And in terms of getting traffic and links back to your site, it depends what niche you're in, but if you can be seen as an authority in that space, like I'm being interviewed right now for my expertise in blogging and making money online, so people are going to listen to this and probably bounce back to my website. So whenever you can provide value, whether it be through a guest blog post, infographics, just doing a quick interview, anything like that, and building a real relationship with your potential audience out there and building a brand that's going to grow over time, that is an excellent way to get people back to your site.
Wow, yeah, that's the thing. You know what? Getting yourself out there, guest blogging, interviews, yes, of course. That is the way to create a presence, aside from just social media. And I would also think that forum posting and posting on other people, commenting on other people's good quality, high quality blogs, and not just leaving any kind of comment like, oh, great post, but you have to say something extremely meaningful. That's what's also going to help.
Yeah, definitely. That all goes back into the relationship mode, because before you actually approach someone to write a guest blog post on their site, you should be commenting on their site. You should be sharing it through social media, because that person will actually recognize that you're actually reading their content, sharing it. Because right now, so many people are flooding different websites and blogs with recommendations to leave a guest post. And in the end of the day, all they want to do is place a link in there when they get paid from another advertiser.
Yeah.
So there's so many ways that you have to look out for on how to do guest blogging correctly and build high quality backlinks to your site. So you don't want to cut corners, and you want to do it the best way.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I agree with that. So now here's the other thing. I know I said something about AdSense, but do you feel that AdSense and other other providers like that actually help monetize your blog that much?
Yeah, it's a process. For every new person who's starting a blog, they're probably going to start with Google AdSense. And that's perfectly fine, because to get started with Google AdSense, all you really have to do is throw a little script on your page. Google's going to serve all the advertising. They're going to be relevant based off the content on your site. And you're going to get paid every time someone clicks on those banners or the text links. And you're going to get a check at the end of the month. So that's a great way to really learn how the whole process works. But then if you spend some time to see what type of advertisers are appearing on your page, you can actually see if they have their own affiliate programs and then phase out Google AdSense and place direct advertising on your site, where you would get paid every time somebody actually filled out a form or purchased that same product. And you will actually see that in most cases, you'll earn more money promoting it through an affiliate program. Or another level is that you can contact those advertisers directly and say, I see your advertisements being served through Google AdSense. Would you like to buy paid placement on my site for a month's worth of advertising? And you can make a good deal with them, where instead of just getting a percentage, because with Google AdSense, you're getting a percentage and Google's getting a percentage, you can actually broker a deal with them to get a whole lump sum payment up front.
Yeah. However, I would imagine if you do that, you have to have proof of getting lots and lots and lots of traffic. Isn't that true?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why Google AdSense is a great way to start. So once you're able to scale your business in size, you can start looking at those other options. And it all comes down to finding different advertisers and placing them on your site relevant to your niche. Because once you start having different advertisers on your page, their competition is also going to see them on your page. And it will make it more likely for you to be able to sell to them, because everybody wants to be shown on relevant sites in their industry. And I know it happens with my sites all the time. If I'm reviewing an affiliate network, and I post their banner on the site, then I'll start getting messages from a lot of other ad networks saying, we would like to get exposure on your site as well. So, of course, you can start out with Google AdSense. As you increase your traffic, your content, and get a better understanding of how it all works, you can do direct placement of advertising, implement affiliate marketing, and even create your own products down the road.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, that certainly does. And the other benefit, too, is if you have a very, very popular blog that you've worked very hard at getting traffic and creating good content, I would see how you would end up getting pretty nice affiliate sales through that just alone.
Yeah, definitely. I had over $3 million in referred earnings to another affiliate network just because I was providing case studies and tutorials for people to follow through step by step. And I would actually earn a 2% commission of all the earnings that were sent somewhere else. So 2% of $3 million is around $60,000. So I wrote a decent amount of posts and pretty much gave it all away for free and showed these people how to do it. But in the end, I was able to monetize it through affiliate marketing.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That is truly amazing. Now, you know, a lot of people think that creating, like monetizing your blog like that and being extremely successful sounds like, oh, well, you know, I could certainly do this. And sure, anybody can do it. But what kind of, I mean, I know we already discussed this a little bit, that it takes a lot of work, but really what kind of hours are you working at and what kind of bumps on the road are you going to face while creating a successful blog? Because whenever we create something that's going to be very successful, we're going to, it's not going to be an easy process. So could you tell us what you experienced while you created your blog?
Yeah, sure. So anyone who thinks this is easy would be definitely wrong. And I'm still working 6 to 12 hour days and continually creating content, always building my brand, doing interviews, everything in between. But in the beginning, you can actually do this part-time. Just build it together, see if it's something for you. Start with maybe 3 articles on your site. And you really have to focus on that content outreach, because this is where so many people do it wrong. They focus on just creating content. And without internal links coming back to your site, it really doesn't matter. You're just going to fall into that mix of 300 million other blogs. So just start out with maybe 1 to 2 hours per week creating your content and figuring out ways to get backlinks to your site. And you can search for all of this online, or you can go to my other site at blogging.org, where it breaks all of this down. It's really simple for anyone to get started. And what's cool about creating a blog, an online business, is your costs are really nothing. You're looking at $10 a year for a domain name, and then maybe an additional $10 a month for hosting. And if you wanted to start an offline business, you'd be looking at the cost of hiring an employee, getting a retail location, insurance, inventory, and so much more. So yeah, it's worth it for anybody to just start a blog and start figuring it out. whether you're putting in an hour a week or 12 hours per week, it's a process, and not everybody's going to progress at the same level. So you really just have to dive in and learn hands-on.
Oh, I 100% agree. And you know what? I do agree that you need to start this part-time, because you need to have a job in the meantime that is guaranteed, a job that's guaranteed to pay you, because you're not going to make money right away, not immediately while building your blog. So, yeah, you do want to dedicate time, but make sure you're realistic about it. You don't want to quit your job and all of a sudden spend all this time on your blog, because it's going to still be going to be a slow process.
Right. Blogging is one of the slowest forms to make money online, simply because most people are relying on the organic reach and getting into the search engines for free, versus if you were to jump into affiliate marketing full time, you could create a website, a landing page, and then pay for direct traffic through search advertising or media buying to get traffic directly to your site right away. And that's a lot less about content and more about just buying traffic and putting an offer right in their face. So
yeah,
they're two different really worlds. And if you're going into the blogging space, that's definitely going to take a lot of time, especially if you don't really have money to push behind it.
Well, you got to be realistic about it. So that's the best thing to do. So I would also think that creating a timeline, if you will, as far as goals go, like what kind of goals you want to meet, like mini goals, start with mini goals. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah, that's a great idea. And one of the biggest problems with people getting into the blogging space is that there's so many distractions online. So you start getting focused in one area, and then you might read another blog about how some guy is doing product reviews and he's making $10,000 a month. And then you start wavering to that area. So you really have to put your blinders on, write down notes, create an editorial calendar where you know what type of content you're going to be working on down the road, when you're going to be releasing it, and also create a content promotion calendar as well. So once your article does go live, what type of steps are you going to do? You're going to share it on Twitter, Facebook. How are you going to do outreach? How are you going to build some backlinks? And that's important to really build something solid in the beginning so you can follow those steps as you continually grow out your blog.
Right. That actually makes a lot of sense, because it is true. You know, it's so easy to all of a sudden go into different, I guess you can say that shiny object syndrome, right? Look a squirrel.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. There's distractions everywhere. So it goes back to, again, niching down as much as possible. You don't want to create a blog on basketball. You want to niche down to not even a sports team or an individual player. You just want to go like right after something extremely niche, like jump training. That's extremely niche. Anybody who's searching for that is looking to jump higher, and they're willing to put in the time, effort, and probably spend money. So if you can create a blog that's based around all that content, and then at the end of each of your posts, provide a call to action that says, okay, here's the best guide out there. It's only $29. If you would like to buy it, you can do so here. And you're actually not even creating the guide. You're linking out to an affiliate program where you can earn 75% commission on each sale. So all you're focusing on is creating that content on your page, getting other people to find it, whether it be through free organic listings or advertising through Facebook ads. There's so many options out there. It's just get niche as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing, being very, very niche. Very, very niche. Okay, so now I also want to quickly talk about, this is also a really great way to create a really good, strong email list. You know, if you provide something for free, you get an autoresponder, and then the subscriber puts their name in, and then they're on your list, and you can update them with information and then promote something to them at times too.
Yeah, exactly. That's how all the big bloggers are making money, because 70% of the people that come to your site for the first time, they're never going to come back, and the best way to get them to keep coming back is by getting their email address.
Yes.
And where so many people are doing this wrong is they're just sticking a form on their page that says, join my newsletter. Well, nobody's going to want to do that. You might think your site is special and great in your newsletter and everything, but everybody has so much email coming in every day. You need to provide an incentive. And what most people do is they'll create a free report or a resources guide, enter your email address, get my 7 tips on how to double your blog traffic in the next week. You put your email address in there, you get the guide, and a new person is then on your list, and you'll see an astronomical value of people subscribing to that versus just a form that says, join my newsletter.
Right. Oh, yeah, I can only imagine. All right, well, Zach, we're just about out of time, so please let us know how people can contact you again.
Sure, the name is Zach Johnson. That's ZACJOHNSON. You can search it on Google. I pretty much dominate the whole first page for my name. You can also find me at ZachJohnson.com and blogging.org. And I'm also on iTunes with my own podcast called Rise of the Entrepreneur.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Zach. And you provided a lot of great information because anybody could get into this. Anybody. It just takes a lot of time, perseverance, and patience.
Excellent. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye for now.